Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
To most people, 2003 really doesn't feel so far back. It's less than 20 years ago, meaning someone born that year couldn't grab a drink at a bar. In music, Linkin Park was dominating the rock charts. While the Black Eyed Peas were asking the important questions. But if you're an emerging energy source like solar, 2003 can feel like an eternity ago.
The entire industry was like 2 gigawatts, but now we're up to like 115 or something like that. So it's amazing growth, you know, in those 2 decades. It's really grown in size and, you know, cost has dropped in such a significant way. So it's been a lot of change.
And through those 18 years, there's one man who has been on the wild journey of solar power all along, Tom Werner.
Tom Werner has been the CEO of SunPower, which is a company based in Silicon Valley focused on selling residential and commercial solar and storage. And he has been the head of SunPower since 2003. So that gives him a really unique perspective, you know, as someone who has seen the industry change significantly over the years. So he's seen, you know, the sharp decline in costs for solar power. And so we wanted to talk to him as he has recently announced that he's retiring and to get his perspective kind of on the industry going forward and what it's been like for him to lead SunPower over the years.
I'm Anthony Adragna, and this is Politico Energy. And today, Kelsey Tamburino talks with an outgoing solar power graybeard. It's Tuesday, April 6th.
When I started, the entire industry was 2 gigawatts, which, by the way, I thought was a big industry.
The investment tax credit, for example, you know, was something that they really were watching closely and relying on to make a big impact for the market. And, you know, he has seen the industry go from something that wasn't a household name in the same way that it is now and, you know, has grown to levels where SEIA, the Solar Trade Association that represents solar power, is now predicting that solar capacity will quadruple over the next decade. So that's a big change from the industry where it was, you know, nearly 2 decades ago.
And so you mentioned the ITC, the investment tax credit for solar.
But the ITC works, and it's something that everybody knows, Republicans, Democrats, banks, solar customers, something we all know.
Is that the main factor that he cites in terms of spurring the growth in the sector? Are there other federal policies that he thinks have contributed to its growth?
He noticed leading by example is how he worded it. So
when federal agencies go solar or go microgrid or go solar and batteries, that gives private companies like ours the opportunity to start a new market.
And the other thing that he mentioned, which is interesting given the President Biden's recent infrastructure plan that he unveiled, Tom Werner said that a federal clean energy standard would make a huge difference because it would give more uniformity around the country and less state-by-state specific, you know, policies.
And so what does he make of Biden's early moves in this space to help the industry? Does he think that what Biden's talked about so far is going to be helpful?
Yeah, I mean, he noted that he hadn't read through the whole infrastructure plan that has come out, but he was, you know, supportive of extending the investment tax credit. He said, you know, an infrastructure bill that emphasized updating the grid would be really important because, you know, we're working with a 20th century grid for a 21st century economy. And so that doesn't work. And, you know, we've seen that in Texas. We've seen that in California with wildfires. So that was an area where he was supportive of, again, you know, a federal energy standard was another area where he said, you know, that would be really helpful for the industry.
Can you feasibly ship the supply chain out of China, given that there's an estimated 50% of the production of polysilicon comes from there?
That doesn't work.
We've seen a lot of pressure recently from lawmakers and unions on the solar industry and the Biden administration to stop the supply of polysilicon from China, areas of China where there's forced labor and human rights concerns. And he talked about that. And we asked him, can you feasibly shift that supply chain out of China? And he basically said, you know, the math doesn't work. But I think the point that he made about this that was really interesting was that he said that he often thinks we're fighting yesterday's battles in today's war. So today's war is the integration of solar and storage, right? And he said, you know, yesterday's is polysilicon cells and modules. So we have to know, of course, we shouldn't accept that every module we use is made in China, but we should equally be focused on the next frontier, which, you know, is solar and storage.
And I should note, SunPower and other solar companies have joined together to pledge that they are against the forced labor practices within China and are working to ensure that their suppliers down to raw materials are free of forced labor practices.
Also, yesterday a federal court threw out two controversial EPA rulings from the Trump era. During the past presidency, the EPA delayed the deadline for states to submit a cleanup plan for their landfills. Without that delay, states that missed the late 2019 deadline would be subject to a federal plan. Now, the EPA is expected to issue a federal landfill methane plan by May, and it could apply to nearly 40 states that failed to come up with their own plans. And on the same day, the same court also vacated a massive EPA rule that virtually blocked the agency from regulating greenhouse gas emissions from all stationary sources except for power plants. The rule, which came on the last days of the Trump presidency, was expected to be undone early in the Biden presidency, but the court ruling means the administration won't even have to wait to act on it. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. If you want to support our show, the best way to do it is by leaving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. I'm Anthony Adragna. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Chevron is lowering the carbon emissions intensity of their operations, exploring renewable fuels of the future, and investing in low-carbon technologies. Because it's only human to protect the home we share. Learn more at chevron.com/lowercarbon.